Subtitles are a thing again because of Squid Game. Of course, there have been complaints that the English dub lost a lot of the emotion and character. A lot of the complaints over subtitles, they flash across the screen too fast. So can you train yourself to be able to watch a show with subtitles, and does it actually help the learning in the long run? International expert on literacy development at the University of Canterbury, Bridget McNeil's with us. Bridget, morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you going?
I'm well, thank you. I hate subtitles. What about you?
I don't mind them. I've had a bit of experience myself living overseas, so I think there is something in getting a bit used to it, and also your processing speed with when you're reading can be really helpful as well.
There's a loss of nuance though, isn't there? Must be.
Absolutely. So whenever you've got some metaphorical language or any sayings or anything that you like that, you lose the nuance and the meaning. And the other thing that can happen is if you're concentrating a lot on the subtitle, then you don't have as much capacity to look at the good acting that might be happening as well.
Did you see Money Heist?
No, I didn't.
Right. So it's quite good Spanish, and it became a sort of one of those sleeper hits. Anyway, it was dubbed as well as subtitled.
Right.
And what's worse, subtitling or dubbing? Because the lips didn't match, and so you're listening to a faux American accent, and the lips didn't match, and you're thinking, this is doing my head in.
Yeah, absolutely, and that would annoy me way more when the lips is not matching, and that sort of messes with your brain a little bit as well, because you're designed to be able to pick up when there's a mismatch. It's even when there's a little bit of a delay in something, it's not that helpful as well. So in general, I think people prefer the subtitling, but you're right, with speed of reading and also with the nuance and meaning, there can be a little bit lost as well.
What about it? What happened to all those art films? You know, those, you know, when you went along to the black and white French special and you thought you were cool with a glass of Chardonnay, is that still a thing? You know, it was all subtitled, and you thought you were cool because it was subtitled. Oh, it's subtitled.
Well, I think, I think if we are more open to watching movies that have subtitles on, then we've got a wider range of movies that are available to us, I guess. I'm probably too old to work out whether that's still cool or not. But, yeah, I guess it just increases the range of art that we're able to see.
Would you not watch? See, I'm a Luddite. I don't watch things with subtitles. If they said it's a subtitle.
Oh, you're missing out.
Sure, that's true. I'm sure that's true. But would you seek out a movie that's subtitled?
I wouldn't specifically seek it out, but I wouldn't let it put me off if it was something I was interested in watching. And I think Squid Games is a fantastic example of that. It's definitely not putting people totally off being able
to
engage with it.
Have you seen it?
No, I've seen, to be honest, that's why I felt a little bit unqualified for this interview. I've seen about the first half of the first episode and it just lost me. My husband's dead keen on it,
You're not unqualified at all. I've seen none of it and I'm asking all the questions. So we're a couple of pros together.
There we go.
Good to see you. Appreciate it very much. Bridget McNeil. Don't have to be qualified to come on this program. Have you heard it? Goodness sake.
A lot of people have asked that we subtitle this program as well because they say you talk very fast and
exactly.
it would be useful to have a transcript.